hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Talk second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, the 24th. Boy. It's been a week, folks. The 24th of August, 2007. We'll continue to take your calls into this hour. I want to get into Bush. There'll be no pullout in Iraq while I'm president. Fox is pushing for the Iran war. Of course, they were the cheerleaders for George Bush and his attack on Iraq and Afghanistan and everything else. So we will do all of that this hour. Let me go back to the phones here. Gary in Tennessee. Hello, Gary.
John, how you doing?
Doing well, Gary. What's on your mind?
I want to give you my condolences for Bandit.
Gary, my friend, give us a call back another day. Let's go to Paul in Delaware. Hello, Paul.
How you doing there, John?
Good. What can I do for you?
It's open for all Fridays, and so I'm going to give some breaking news.
All right.
There's a great video. It's called Google Video, where you can upload and watch and search for videos. And I would like people to remember this. Peter.mpg. Peter.mpg, if you put that in the search engine, you'll come up with the long-lost rare documentary or video that Peter Khawaja put out. And there's a lot of hoopla. There's a lot of people that don't like to talk about that name for some reason. And I haven't quite figured it out completely yet, but it must be something important. I mean, it's out there, and people, you'll wonder why Alex Jones for like four times. I used to listen to this guy, and I heard callers call up and say, "Hey, Alex, I want to tell you about Peter Khawaja." And every single time, Alex would be like, "Peter who? I've never heard of him. Send me the information like he's going to go investigate it." And
I know who Peter Khawaja is. Peter Khawaja was one of the first ones that started talking about all the soup that was being injected into our troops. And somebody else came out with information. They were friends with them, and they had divergent paths. But even that was a misnomer, because after talking with Doug Roeke, what I discovered was the problem was not with the soup that they were being injected with. That was some of the problem, but that was a minor problem. The major problem was depleted uranium, which these people chose not to talk about.
Yeah, the most interesting thing about this video that's up there is that you can actually hear Joyce Riley trying to seduce him. I don't know if you've ever got a chance to hear that.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Paul? I don't want to get down the path here of this person saying that person or whatever.
It's out there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate
the call.
I hope
your listeners check it out.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call. Thanks. Yeah, this what he's in reference to, this was a long time ago. And that's been out there floating around for 10 years. So we have other fish to fry here. When I get back out of the break, I want to go into the Bush pullout, or the lack thereof, and get into a little bit of Fox and how they're pushing for the next venture, the next phase of the roadmap to peace in the Middle East. Our wonderful Vermont senator that decided to jump parties and become, I guess, an independent, but he's a self-professed socialist. Now, how can a man be a United States senator, be a professed socialist, and raise his hand in affirmation of the Constitution of the United States? Figure that one out. At any rate, we'll take the break here. 800-313-9443. That's the call-in number. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Bush says that there will be no pullout from Iraq while I'm president. And like I said at the top of the hour, last hour, is, well, we can arrange, we can make arrangements, Mr. Bush. You can be in prison right now. You can be deported for being a traitor to the United States. You know, there are remedies to that. And no, we're not going to accept you ushering in martial law and suspend elections, and you get to be our president for more than 8 years. 8 years of you is quite enough. And being from Texas, we have a history here with Mr. Bush longer than he's been president. This came out of the Guardian newspaper. President George Bush sought to buy more time for his Iraq surge strategy yesterday by making a risky comparison for the first time with the bloodshed and chaos that followed the U.S. pullout from Vietnam. Now, let me stop here. It's probably going to take me too long to get through this article because it just is glaring at me. First of all, we shouldn't have been in Vietnam to begin with. And if we were there to supposedly kill communism, see, this was the argument that was made, and JFK put it succinctly. Why should we go fight communism thousands of miles away when we got a communist dictatorship sitting on an island in Cuba 90 miles from U.S. border? Making it clear he will resist congressional pressure next month for an early withdrawal, he signaled that U.S. troops, when he hailed as the greatest force for human liberation the world has ever known, will be leaving without getting the job done would be devastating, and the enemy would follow us home. Mr. Bush's speech came on the day that the U.S. suffered one of its highest daily death tolls since the 2003 invasion, with 14 troops killed when a Black Hawk helicopter crashed. Now, I remember this clown landing on board an aircraft carrier in a plane that he wasn't qualified to fly. That's why he was in the back seat. And we all know of his dealings and him supposedly being a pilot down here stationed in Texas. But the point here is that when he landed on that aircraft carrier, if you remember the spin stories that came out afterwards, things such as we've declared the war is over, we have won. And this was to make up for Vietnam. Now the scurrilous little son of a gun is going back and using Vietnam as a parallel, as to make his point that we can't pull out, because look what happened in Laos and Cambodia, the killing fields, the Khmer Rouge killing a million people. Well, guess what, George? You're responsible for killing a million Iraqis. How does that square with you trying to place democracy, or your demonocracy, in the Middle East? In a speech to Army veterans in Kansas City, now here's another irony. Here he is in Kansas City, Missouri, making this. You jump over the river, you're in Kansas City, Kansas. And what's there? Oh, that's right. It's the hub for the NAFTA corridor, replete with Mexican soil in Kansas City, Kansas. In a speech to Army veterans in Kansas City, Mr. Bush invoked one of the U.S. biggest military disasters in support of keeping troops in Iraq. One unmistakable and I'm quoting the clown, one unmistakable legacy of the Vietnam is that the price of America's withdrawal was paid by millions of innocent citizens whose agonies would add to our vocabulary new terms like boat people, re-education camps, and killing fields. The speech was aimed primarily at the White House officials, privately described as the defeatocrats, the Democratic congressmen trying to push Mr. Bush into an early withdrawal. The issue is set to come to a head next month when the U.S. commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, is that Petraeus or Betraeus, gives a progress report to Congress. General Petraeus is expected to say that the surge has produced military successes, but there has only been limited progress on the political front. In relation to the latter, Mr. Bush was forced yesterday to backtrack after 24 hours earlier expressing frustration with the Iraqi Prime Minister al-Maliki, I'll get it out. Alarmed by the harsh reaction of Mr. Maliki, Mr. Bush hurriedly rewrote his speech to praise him. Prime Minister Maliki's a good guy, a good man with a difficult job, and I support him. The speech overall reflected the White House belief that it is shifting American public opinion behind the surge, the injection of 30,000 extra U.S. troops into Iraq that has brought the total of U.S. forces in the country to the highest level, 165,000 troops. Well, let me stop here for a second. 165,000 troops, the job isn't done. We won the war back in, what, 2003? Okay, what are we waiting for? Oh, that's right. We have got to stay there until the political mess is straightened out that we caused. And it'll never be straightened out because we are not in a war footing over there. They could have 1,650,000 troops over there, and it wouldn't do any good because our job right now is playing policeman while they try to patch up the country that we just devastated and destroyed. Oh, the job will never be finished. Well, yeah. The Bush administration wants to keep the surge going until at least next April, at which point the overstretched military will be forced to begin reducing troop numbers anyway. Well, maybe and maybe not, folks, because they have more mercenaries now working in the country than they actually have U.S. troops, and making one heck of a lot more money, which doesn't bode well with the troops and their morale. They're over there sweating their butt off for no good reason, getting shot at, and they're looking at people running around that are making 10, 20 times the amount of money a month that they do. Although General Petraeus has not yet completed his report, a Pentagon source said the U.S. presence could be down by 110,000 by the end of next year. We're talking, what, December of 2007? Yeah. The Army, as of yesterday, had no plans to replace five brigades, each consisting of 34 to 4,000 soldiers, when their 15-month tour expires next summer. Freedom's Watch, a conservative group, yesterday launched a $15 million advertising campaign in 20 states saying, "It's no time to quit. It's no time for politics." Now, Mr. Bush's former White House spokesman, Ari Fleischer, who works for the group, says, "We want to get the message to both Democrats and Republicans, don't cut and run. Fully fund the troops, and victory is the only objective." And let me ask the question, what is the standard of victory in their own minds? Something that they will never, ever be able to accomplish with troops on the streets over there as cardboard cutouts at a shooting range. It ain't going to happen. U.S. military is designed to do battle in battlefield conditions. You have an objective. You have an enemy to kill or capture or contain. What enemy are they going to try to kill or capture or contain over there, because it's all a homogenous group of people shifting around all over the place? Ideologically, they're opposed to each other, and they're going to have to hash this out for themselves. But we were the cause of that. Saddam Hussein was such an evil man, but Saddam Hussein wasn't responsible for killing a million people. Mr. George Bush is. So tell me, George, how bad was Saddam Hussein, the evil axis of powers? How bad was this guy? I think the numbers that were floated out there was 1,800 people that Saddam Hussein killed. Okay, let's subtract 1,800 from a million. What do we have left? And that's at your hands, not Saddam Hussein's. And I'm going to tell you something. Everybody that has supported this has gone along with it. The blood on the hands of George Bush must be shared by all the people that have put our troops over there in the slaughter, that have been responsible for killing over a million Iraqis. No, this just isn't a George Bush or a Dick Cheney or a Donnie Rumsfeld deal or a Condoleezza Rice deal. This goes to everybody that was involved with it. A million people, folks, dead, because we want to bring them democracy. Have you lost your minds? The White House has been emboldened by a Gallup poll published yesterday showing approval ratings for the Democratic-led Congress has dropped to 18%. I'm not going to get through this article. I swear I'm not going to be able to get through this. Because, you know, part and parcel of the 50 finer points of the Communist Manifesto, you know what one of them is to destroy the political structure in this country. Also, congratulations, the Democrat poll numbers are down 18%. We've got a president sitting in the White House that nobody in this country has any confidence in whatsoever. Do you think... the trust has been destroyed between the American people and our own government? Yeah, I think it has. So the Democratic-led Congress has dropped to 18% approval, the lowest since the survey of the public views of the legislature began in 1974, and an earlier Gallup poll showing support for the surge had jumped in a month from 22% to 31%. Two of the most influential senators on military affairs, the Democratic chairman of the Armed Services Committee, Carl Levin, an advocate of an early withdrawal, and John Warner, a veteran Republican who recently broke ranks with Mr. Bush over the war, issued a statement this week lauding the surge's tangible results. We'll continue with this story and others and your calls on this open phone Friday at 800-313-9443. Stop me. I'm about ready to go ballistic.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Just got a report into the network. It has not been verified, and we will attempt to do that before the end of the program today, that Aaron Russo has passed, dead from cancer. If that is true, we have lost a great person, and we will endeavor to bring you some more information about that. Mr. Bush, until yesterday, has strenuously avoided making explicit references to Vietnam. In a gamble risking reminding Americans that Vietnam was a military quagmire and reminding them of the shambolic retreat, as the Guardian puts, from the embassy rooftop in Saigon on the day that the Black Hawk crashed, killing 14 U.S. soldiers. Mr. Bush tried to turn the argument around. As he made a series of contentious political parallels, he argued that U.S. involvement in the Far East had turned it from a continent in 1939 with only two democracies, Australia and New Zealand, into one where democracy was the norm. He mentioned Japan, South Korea, and Vietnam. In Cambodia, the Khmer Rouge began a murderous rule in which hundreds of thousands of Cambodians died by starvation and torture and execution, Bush said. Some historians argue that it was the U.S. covert bombing of Cambodia that produced the Khmer Rouge rather than the U.S. withdrawal from Vietnam. Mr. Bush added, in Vietnam, former allies of the United States and government workers and intellectuals and businessmen were sent off to prison camps where tens of thousands perished. Hundreds of thousands more fled the country on rickety boats, many of them going to their graves in the South China Sea. He said that there had been lots of critics of the U.S. involvement in Vietnam at the time, but he quoted from Graham Greene's novel, The Quiet American, the words, I never knew a man who had better motives for all the trouble he caused, implying that, with the benefit of hindsight, they were wrong, just as critics of Iraq War will later seem to be misguided. He will expand on that in a speech next week in which he will say he has not abandoned his ambitions or his ambitious idea that Iraq could be the vanguard of bringing democracy to the Middle East. Since the British government hinted recently that it planned an early pullout from Iraq, it has come under increasing pressure from the White House. U.S. General Jack Keane yesterday became the latest American to criticize the proposed British move. He told BBC that the situation in Basra was deteriorating. From a military perspective, I know what the U.S. commanders are trying to avoid in having to send reinforcements to the south from forces that are needed in the central part of Iraq. The situation could arise if the situation gets worse in Basra, if and when the British troops leave. So there it is, folks. This goes well beyond a misguided man in his vision. This goes well beyond the graves of a million Iraqis that are now dead. So you keep saying there will be no pullout from Iraq while I'm president. Well, Mr. President, I'm here to tell you, I'd much rather see you on a gallows right now with a noose around your neck for the treason you have committed against this country. Just on the North American Union in a security and prosperity partnership alone. Forget the war crimes that you've been involved with your Halliburton buddies and everybody else. We can contemplate the death of a single individual. Can we comprehend a million dead? What does a pile of a million bodies look like? What does it smell like? What does it feel like? I mean, folks, let me go to the phones. John in Florida. Hello, John.
Oh, yeah, John. I think it's getting so bad. I was going to buy some gold from Robbie this week, but I'm actually buying more food from the freeze-dry guy. I think that's how they're going to control us with the food. You know? And I think I have a feeling it's going to get real bad real soon.
It is. And just wait until September. Just wait until next month. Next month is what? A week away?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wait till they start really releasing the economics, the banking profits and everything else. Wait till you start really seeing the bad news next month. That's why I told Bill that called in earlier in the program. I said, you better suck it up, because if you think things are bad right now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Another website, there's a, what is it, the preparemyfamily.com, and that makes sense, and people need to actually have a food supply. That's how they're going to control us.
Well,
the grocery stores are going to be empty.
Yeah, and we've been telling people, John, we've been telling people, I've been doing this for almost 14 years, and I've been telling people, bullets, beans, and Bibles. And I've been repeating that mantra for so many years that it's almost ridiculous. But, yeah, essentially, if you do not have, take a look at the people that weren't wiped out in the Ninth Ward down there because of Hurricane Katrina. I might be living in a tent. I might have to pack up my car. I might have to boogie with my tent. But I'm going to tell you what, I am going to have arms, I will have bullets, and I will have enough beans that I am going to survive, come hell or high water.
Also, I flew into Bogota last month, and my wife's down there, and it's easier to fly into in a different country and fly out of a different country than it is in this country. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, we've got to kill them over there or they're going to follow us over here. Hey, thanks for your call, John. Appreciate it. We'll break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
And of course, our foxy friends over at Fox News, this came out of the New York Sun by Josh Gerstein. He's a staff reporter over there. Story today, Senator Sanders of Vermont is backing a campaign to warn Americans that Fox News is using jingoistic programming to push the nation into a military attack on Iran. Mr. Sanders, a self-described socialist who caucuses with the Democrats, joined with a liberal filmmaker yesterday to denounce the popular cable channel for leading a drumbeat in favor of a military strike against Tehran. Now, what's wrong with that first paragraph? Mr. Sanders, self-proclaimed socialist, why is he a United States senator? The story goes on. The leader of the effort is Fox News, which in many ways is a propaganda machine, Mr. Sanders said, and you're a little communist, Mr. Sanders, but we'll save that for the moment. Said during a conference call with reporters and bloggers, he said the network was echoing increased rumblings from President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney about the prospect of an attack on Iran. We've got to put pressure on mass media to play the same craven role that they played in Iraq, where they essentially collapsed and became a megaphone for the Bush policies. That's according to Senator Sanders. The call was arranged by Robert Greenwald, who skewed Fox for conservative bias in 2004 film Outfoxed. He released a web video yesterday juxtaposing stark warnings the network offered recently about Iran with similar clips about Iraq before and after the American-led invasion in 2003. Fox wants war with Iran, Mr. Greenwald said. It's about fear. Several of us were struck by the fact that we have heard all these words before. A spokesman for Fox News did not respond to three messages seeking comments on this article. The Democratic presidential debate scheduled to take place on Fox last week was canceled after liberal activists denounced the network as a Republican propaganda outlet and urged candidates to boycott. Yeah, that's exactly what I would want to do if I'm Fox News. You're accusing me of something, I'm going to prove you're right. The new 3.5-minute montage, Fox Attacks Iran, marries recent video of Fox reporters and guests claiming that Iran has ties to Al-Qaeda with older clips of talk about Iraq's links to terrorist groups. It also draws parallels between claims about Iran's nuclear program and assertions that proved incorrect about Iraq's work on weapons of mass destruction. The video features Fox soundbites from Senator Lieberman of Connecticut and former American ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton. It seems like he has his own show on the air, practically, Mr. Greenwald said. While Mr. Greenwald suggested that information about Iran's nuclear program was being distorted and exaggerated, Mr. Sanders acknowledged that Iran poses a serious threat. So, what is it? I'm a little confused. However, asked yesterday whether he had planned to rein in the Islamic regime in Tehran, the senator said, "Do I have one right here in front of me? No, I don't." By the way, the filmmaker said Fox does not present voices opposed to military strikes on Iran, though the tightly edited clips on his website strip the snippets of nearly all context that would be used to assess that claim. You know, I'm even seeing Ron Paul attack now. And I won't tell you where these stories are being posted, because quite frankly, I want to put as much distance from this individual as I humanly possibly can. But there are people going after Ron Paul now. You know, the only guy that's talking about what every politician should be talking about when they're running for a public office, and I don't give a hoot and a holler if you're a city councilman or president of the United States. It's the Constitution, stupid. See, this is how we get into all the Senator Sanders of the world, the Hillary Clintons of the world. And we're not leaving off the hook supposedly conservative Republicans, because they've violated the Constitution just as much as they have. This is not about politics. This is about a form of government we're supposed to be adhering to, and all you clowns that raised your right hand to protect and defend the Constitution from enemies both foreign and domestic, you better learn what the Constitution is, because you've been violating it 16 different ways from Sunday. All of you have. Mark in Wisconsin. Hello, Mark.
Hello. Here. You're preaching to the choir here, John. I called in to report that Aaron Russo has passed away.
Yeah, I've got the story in front of me, and I'm going to cover that in a few minutes.
Okay.
All right.
Things are going so badly right now, John. We all need to get on the stick and get out there and do something. I was on a chat room today, and we're all calling radio stations in Canada and telling them, you know, 911 was a false flag to start World War III. And they didn't really like that, but we really bombed the airwaves over there in Canada today.
Well, I'll tell you what needs to be done, Mark, and I've been hearing this more and more, and it's the voice of frustration out there, is that, where are the solutions at? Where are the solutions? I'm going to tell you something. Any solution that comes to light, there's got to be an enforcement mechanism behind it. The only way that I know to get this country back is to inform as many people that are being deluded and lied to, or in many cases, their own lack of courage with putting the blinders on and sticking the proverbial head in the sand. The only way that we are going to make a change in this country and make anything stick, no matter what action is taken next by the American people, is going to be in the numbers. And until such time as people get that, and I'm talking about the choir too, as you just mentioned, until such time that they recognize and understand that and its full weight and implication that we can do nothing without more boots on the ground in this country, we're screwed.
You're exactly right. Education is the key, John. We need to educate our friends, neighbors, family, military, and police, because when the stuff hits the fan, if they don't know what's going on, they will be our enemies.
I agree. Hey, I'm going to get into this piece about Aaron Russo, Mark.
Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Aaron Russo did, in fact, die today, folks. And I'll just read you the Wikipedia version of this. Aaron Russo, February 14th, 1943 to August 24th, 2007, was an entertainment, businessman, filmmaker, libertarian political activist. Aaron lost his battle with cancer today. During his career in the entertainment industry, Russo was manager for Bette Midler from 1972 until 1979. And the Manhattan Transfer, he produced them. Producers of the film The Rose, Trading Places. He also produced Wise Guys. Russo has stated that he was the first person to book Led Zeppelin in the United States venue. That was at the Electric Theater in Chicago in 1968. He was awarded an Emmy for Bette Midler TV special and gold record for producing the soundtrack to The Rose. Russo directed 1989's Rude Awakening. Russo's films, which include Trading Places, starring Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd, The Rose, starring Bette Midler, have received 6 Academy Award nominations. Russo has personally won both an Emmy and a Tony Award, and his films have also won a number of Golden Globe Awards. His latest film, America, Freedom to Fascism, a documentary critical of the Federal Reserve System and the Internal Revenue Service. Russo became involved in politics in the early 90s when he produced and starred in a video entitled Mad as Hell, in which he criticized NAFTA, the war on drugs, the concept of national identity card, and the government regulation of alternative medicine. That's when I, folks, became aware of Aaron Russo, and I'm glad to say that the man has been a friend of mine since the 90s. Aaron ran in the Republican primary for governor of Nevada in 98, placing second with 26% of the vote. He then endorsed the Democratic candidate, Las Vegas Mayor Jan Laverty Jones, who lost to Republican Kenny Gwynn. Russo subsequently planned to run for governor in 2002 as an independent or libertarian, but he was temporarily sidelined by cancer. In January of 2004, he declared his candidacy for the President of the United States as an independent, then decided to run for the Libertarian Party nomination. While some considered Russo's style crude and even insulting, others argued his media experience would enable him to pose a serious threat to incumbent President George W. Bush, pulling enough votes from otherwise likely Bush voters to affect the outcome in battleground states, in the same way that Ralph Nader was considered to be in relation to Democrat John Kerry. So Aaron Russo, ladies and gentlemen, has died today, August 24th. Just a couple of weeks ago, my friend Jack Otto died. My dog died. That's the natural cycle of life. It is where we get in there and preserve life and defend the right to life is where the battle should always be fought. Aaron's gone, folks. You're not likely to see another one of him. Clarence in Oklahoma. Hello, Clarence.
Hi, John. After listening to that, I don't know. Last night I called. Whatever I had to say when you read that went right out the window. And all I can say, and I don't want to laugh. I mean, I'm not just not humorous, but it's very true what you're saying about Aaron Russo, that there are people who are in positions of, you know, somewhat in the system that are willing to speak out and tell people the truth of what is going on around them and what the real truth is And those that think that believe that everything the government tells them is true, they're the ones that give up, that give that wake-up call. That what the government says to you is not the truth. It is a bunch of lies. And I worked for the U.S. government for 35 years, counting 3 years in Uncle Sam's Airplane Club, as I'm fond of telling you. I've seen it. I've seen the corruption. And it even goes right down to the lowest scale of the federal government, and even into the states, and even into the cities.
Well, Clarence, you know, where do people get their cues? You know, I'm sitting here, and I'm reading a story during the break about the NFL suspending Michael Vick indefinitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gives up $200 million in income because he can't get his life straightened around, and he's got to be dealing with drug dealers and dog fighters and basically the riffraff of society.
Right.
I have absolutely 100% no sympathy for this guy. People that are clamoring that they're not getting a fair shake in life, and then there's somebody that comes along that he's got literally the world by the tail and is too stupid to hang on to it. It is simply amazing to me. I mean, it pales in comparison to what really is going on in the world. But I mean, it's absurd. I'm sorry, Clarence. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying because you know what I see, and just from my sitting here, I'm a retired federal employee. You know, I'll admit that to everybody. That's not. And I'm not proud of it. You know, people used to ask me what I did when I worked for the federal government here in Oklahoma. I used to tell them I sold shoes at Penny's because I was ashamed of it because I knew what they were. And I was one of those people, and I followed it till I got my retirement. And, you know, I now understand that they've got that control follows me right into my retirement.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to jump up and go out there and, you know, get arrested and get, they could take my retirement away, literally. They'll say, look, you got arrested for something, there goes your retirement. And, you know, that's people out there, most people out there are not in that box. I'm in that box. But I'm just about ready to, I don't know what I'm going to do, but somewhere, somehow, This truth has to come out.
It will. It will, Clarence, if we wanted to. The point I wanted to make about Michael Vick and your comment about we've got thieves down to the lowest level of federal employees,
mm-hmm,
is that where are they taking their cue from? What are they being demonstrated by the highest offices inside?
Absolutely. It comes right from the top.
And Michael Vick being an icon in our culture clap that we've created in this country.
For sure.
That sports heroes are somehow more important than good, righteous men defending this country, you know, or doing a job and truly representing and being a statesman for the country that they live in and for the Constitution on which it stands.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole thing has been popped inside out. And until such time as we, the people, take control of our government back, this is not going to be an easy task. This is going to be hard. It's going to break a lot of people. It might even kill a lot of people. We don't know how this is all going to turn out. But I will tell you one thing, that when the American people find out all the stuff that we've been talking about and it proves out to be true to them, that's when solutions will come to the surface. That's when you will have the manpower for the enforcement behind those solutions, and not until then.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you this before I get off the line here and let you get some more callers. I've heard some people say, and this may sound rough, this country's going to have to go to the wall before people wake up.
It's laying that away, my friend.
I'll tell you right quick, when the beer trucks don't run, the NFL you have to pay for, and you know the whole rap.
Oh, yeah.
When the average person doesn't get what they're getting, then they'll wake up.
Well,
so that's all. I thought.
Well, Clarence, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
All right. Yeah, and that is true, and it's unfortunate because, you know, this is a strange paradox in this country. You know, even in bad economic times, we are the most open with our pocketbooks for charities and whatnot. But where is charity? I mean, is it not charitable to inform your fellow countrymen of what the impending disaster that looms right in front of our face here in this country? The excuses for, well, I don't want to make waves at work, or, you know, I don't want to be painted as a nut. Take those with your courage, if you have any, and throw them out the window, because those excuses don't hold water anymore. We are literally in a battle for our country, our culture, and our way of life that we have built. And we, after only 230-some years, folks, we haven't even really figured out who we are yet. We really have not. Ask anybody. Do your own sample poll for your own edification. Ask people what it means to be an American. If they can volunteer an answer, I guarantee you it's not going to be what you want to hear. Because if they tell you that, I'm an American, I'm from freedom and liberty, really? Well, let me pull you aside here and buy you a cup of coffee and let me enlighten you, my friend. That's what's got to be done person to person, day by day, week by week, month by month, year after year, until we get this country back together. It didn't go to hell in a handbasket overnight, and it's certainly not going to be restored overnight. But it takes people willing to inform other people.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625. back. Let's go to the United Kingdom. Jerry in the UK. Hello, Jerry.
Hi there. Yeah, terrific station. I love listening to it, and I have it on morning, noon, and night. Some stuff about Alex Jones. A couple of things. One is that Lisa Giuliani and Victor Thornoff from Wing TV said recently on an internet site that Alex Jones has a habit of sometimes censoring his own broadcasts and not archiving stuff that he's broadcast. Mm-hmm. I didn't know whether that was true until I checked tonight and wanted to listen to the archive of today's program, and discovered that he's replaced it with something weeks old on the DC Madam Jean Palfrey, which was broadcast weeks ago. The program that should have been on was concerning the 9/11 conspiracies program on History Channel from a couple of nights ago. And I did listen to it live, a little bit of Alex Jones's program, and he was extremely angry and incensed about the documentary. And he's decided not to actually archive his program. And I'm not quite sure why, but I noticed that the bit that I did listen to live, he was saying that Dylan Avery and Jason Burmes look like they might be stepping back from the controlled demolition of Towers 1 and 2 theory, as well as the cell phones theory concerning Flight 93. I don't know whether that's an issue or not for him, but he hasn't archived the program at all. And, I mean, that is a kind of censorship of his own broadcast. And
well,
I think Lisa Giuliani and Victor Thornoff are completely right about that.
Well, keep in mind that I've had my run-ins here, and I... let me just put it to you this way, Jerry. Anything that came out of Lisa had Giuliani's face or Scott Mafuka. That's his real name, by the way. I do not trust anything that they have to say. I have personal knowledge about this.
Yeah. Well, it is the fact is that Alex Jones has definitely not archived tonight's program about the 9/11 conspiracies documentary. And something actually more important, which is I think more disturbing, is some serious errors in Terrorstorm second edition. I watched the first edition and was interested in the second edition, which I bought recently, watched it last night to see what had been changed. And I discovered that what he's done is perpetuated a couple of really serious errors, and I just would like to make them public if I can. It won't take me very long. The overall thesis and everything I think is really important, and I'm not saying I disagree with any of that or anything like that. But I do think, you know, Michael Collins Piper said in a recent program the importance of being accurate and the importance of not discrediting their position by perpetuating mistakes. It's really important to be factually accurate about things. And a couple of things that he perpetuates, which are totally unnecessary. One is the UK 7/7 bombings, and I lived through it and was here and remember it vividly. And he insists on Terrorstorm second edition and the first edition that Tony Blair was in danger of losing his prime ministership just before the bombs went off, and he was fighting for his life, and his approval ratings were dropping and so on. And I can say, as a matter of public record, that is just not true. He had won a landslide only a couple of months before and was in absolutely no danger of losing his position. And what Alex Jones does is he puts up a couple of newspaper headlines on Terrorstorm, second edition, and the first edition as well. Newspaper headlines trying to prove his case by saying that Blair was fighting for survival and his approval rating had dropped to 28%, and another one saying that he was with an inch of losing control of Parliament and so on, and his approval rating had dropped to 30%.
Yeah.
Both of those newspaper articles are dated February and April 2006,
well, I got
nearly 1 year after the 7/7 bombings.
Jerry, I got a suggestion for you, and I don't want to get in a cat fight here with Alex Jones because we're both in the same geographically located just a few miles from each other. I would suggest, and he's live on the air from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time here in Texas, and the call-in number to his show is 800-259-9231. You may want to address that directly to Mr. Jones.
Okay.
All righty?
Great for a great station. I make donations regularly, and I'm going to keep doing it.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Appreciate it. Folks, again, as we depart here on this Friday, Aaron Russo, dead at the age of 64 years. He died today of cancer. We will see you Monday. Say your prayers and say hello to Jack and my dog.